Tayshia, so where has music taken you since you dropped your first EP?
It's taken me all over the place, literally. I live in Perth, so I spend quite a bit of time like on the East Coast in Melbourne, Sydney now. And then recently I've just been on like a two-month adventure through Europe and the States as well. So it's been amazing.
Where was your favourite spot?
Oh, my God. It's so funny, though. And I said this at every show that I played along the way. I was like, this crazy thing is happening to me where every single city I go to, I'm like, yeah, this is great. I'll just move here. Like, I could live here. This is great. And it wasn't like one or two cities. It was literally like six different cities. I was like, I could live here. This is fantastic. So hard. I think Berlin was so great. I loved Berlin. I was so like, I loved London as well. In the 2 weeks that we were in London, it was like sunshine. You could walk around with your shirt and your jeans on. So I like realized that I had like amazing luck with the weather everywhere as well. But
amazing, like if you had 2 weeks of sunshine in London, that's incredible.
I know, you lucked out.
Well, it's a good thing you love to travel, because I have a feeling you're going to be traveling probably for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Tell us something about yourself that people might not know.
I have. Oh God. Maybe I think a few people know this, but I grew up in Phuket, which is an island off Thailand. I've spent like majority of my life, about 10 years, living in Phuket. So that's kind of an interesting thing, I guess.
Very interesting. Very different from Perth.
Yeah. Do you think that influenced your music and how you started songwriting and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think probably not like directly. I don't really like necessarily write about that, I guess, but I definitely think for me was just the culture change and growing up in a place like Phuket, which is essentially like a tourist destination, and it's like the home of so many different kinds of people from all over the world. You grow up very open-minded, and yeah, I guess it's just, you know, it's a completely different world over there. So I think I do write a lot about, I take a lot of inspiration from the feelings of like, you know, kind of being out of place, kind of like living in an environment that you don't necessarily belong to, but you're kind of a visitor there and you learn like a lot of respect. And yeah, I definitely draw a lot of inspiration from probably the way I was brought up there.
Yeah, because you wrote your first song at 13. So what advice would you give to someone who's starting out young and writing and singing? And
just block yourself away and write as much as possible and just let everything come out. Just not overthinking it and let it become this natural process. I think a lot of, you know, young artists these days, you know, it's such an online world, and all of our music is discovered online and everything is streaming and everything these days. So I think not getting caught up in that as much as possible is the best advice that I give anyone. I think just to like focus on your songs and, you know, what you want people to hear from you, I guess, and just literally like zone into that as much as possible, I think.
Yeah.
As you know, as often as you can turn your phone off and shut your laptop and like escape from that whole world, I think the better.
100%.
Yeah.
Totally. I love that you just said that. That is so what I'm about.
Midnight
Hour, we've been smashing it here on our station. We love.
Thank you, guys.
Where was your headspace at when you wrote it? Because I have to say, the lyrics definitely made me quite emotional.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Where were you at when that got created?
You know, it's so funny because it's funny that I just mentioned the phone and the online world kind of thing, because that song was one of the first co-writes that I had ever done, and I was really new to the whole scene of sitting in the studio and like writing a song with someone else, and like quite a personal, private person. You know, I was really new to opening myself up in that kind of way. But yeah, Styles and I wrote that song together, and I had this idea in my head, and we kind of talked about this theme of like, some people when they go to bed, they can't like switch their brain off from everything that, you know, from this like crazy rush that we all have like throughout like everyday life, I guess.
Yeah, really relate to that.
So much going on. Yeah, there's so much going on in like social media. And I think for some people, it can be really uncomfortable to be like completely isolated. So yeah, we basically wrote this song in the sense of this like distraction. And this song is about a relationship, but it can be taken in so many different ways, I think. Basically, where my head was at in the writing process, But I have heard quite a few different people's takes on like the lyrics, which is also like a really important thing in my writing. I like for other people to be able to relate to it in different ways as well.
Yeah. Well, at Next, we're all about It's a Vibe. What's your vibe?
I have so many vibes. I love all of the vibes.
I love it.
I think like good times, figuring out what makes you happy and just sticking to that and doing that. And I've found
love that.
So much happiness in like traveling and seeing the world. And yeah, like I'm 20th. Like I've just got like lots of living to do.
Oh,
so that's
you do.
My vibe.
Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Guys, thank you so much for your vibes. You're the best.